Non-renewable energy. Section 1. Energy resources and fossil fuels. How does a sunny day 200 million years ago relate to your life today? Chances are that if you traveled to school today or used a product made of plastic, you used some of the energy from sunlight that fell on Earth several hundred million years ago. Life as we know it would be very different without the fuels or products formed from plants and animals that lived alongside the dinosaurs. The fuels we use to run cars, ships, planes, and factories, and to produce electricity are natural resources. Most of the energy we use comes from a group of natural resources called fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are the remains of ancient organisms that changed into coal, oil, or natural gas. Fossil fuels are central to life in modern societies. Yet, there were two main problems with fossil fuels. First, the supply of fossil fuels is limited. Second, obtaining and using them causes environmental problems. In the 21st century, societies will continue to explore alternatives to fossil fuels, but will also focus on developing more efficient ways to use these fuels. Fuels for different uses. Fuels are used for five main purposes: for cooking, transportation, manufacturing, heating and cooling buildings, and generating electricity to run machines and appliances. The suitability of a fuel for each application depends on the fuel's energy content, cost, availability, and safety, and the byproducts of the fuel's use. For example, it is hard to imagine an airplane, such as the one shown in Figure 1, running on coal. Although coal is readily available and inexpensive, to power an airplane using coal would require hundreds of tons of coal. Likewise, the people shown around the campfire are not warming themselves by burning airplane fuel. They are burning wood, which is a perfect fuel for their needs. Electricity, power on demand. The energy in fuels is often converted into electrical energy in order to power machines, because electricity is more convenient to use. Computers, for example, run on electricity rather than oil. Electricity can be transported quickly across great distances, such as an entire state, or across tiny distances, such as inside a computer chip. The electricity that powers the lights in your school was generated in a power plant, and then carried to users through a distribution grid, like the one shown in Figure 2. Two disadvantages of electricity are that it is difficult to store, and other energy sources have to be used to generate it. How is electricity generated? An electric generator is a machine that converts mechanical energy, or motion, into electrical energy. Generators produce electrical energy by moving an electrically conductive material within a magnetic field. Most commercial electric generators convert the movement of a turbine into electrical energy, as shown in Figure 3. A turbine is a wheel that changes the force of a moving gas or liquid into energy that can do work. In most power plants, water is boiled to produce the steam that turns the turbine. The water is heated by burning a fuel in coal-fired and gas-fired plants, or is heated from the fission of uranium in nuclear plants. The turbine spins a generator to produce electricity. Energy use. Every product requires energy to produce, and the price of most products and services that you use reflects the cost of energy. Buying a plane ticket, for example, includes the cost of the fuel. World patterns. People in developed societies use much more energy than people in developing countries do. However, energy use in some developing countries is growing rapidly. Even within the developed world, there are striking differences in energy use. For example, Figure 4 shows that a person in Canada or the United States uses more than twice as much energy as a person in Japan or Switzerland does. Yet personal income in Japan and Switzerland is higher than personal income in Canada and the United States. One reason for this difference lies in how energy is generated and used in those countries. Energy use in the United States. the United States uses more energy per person than any other country in the world except Canada and the United Arab Emirates. Part of the reason that the United States uses so much energy is that, as Figure 5 shows, the United States uses more than 25% of its energy resources to transport goods and people, mainly by trucks and personal vehicles. In contrast, Japan and Switzerland have extensive rail systems, and they are relatively small, compact countries. The availability and cost of fuels also influence fuel use. Residents of the United States and Canada enjoy some of the lowest gasoline taxes in the world. There is little incentive to conserve gasoline when its cost is so low. Japan and Switzerland, which have minimal fossil fuel resources, supplement a greater percentage of their energy needs with other energy sources, such as hydroelectric or nuclear power. How fossil fuel deposits form. Fossil fuels are not distributed evenly, as shown in Figure 6. For example, why is there an abundance of oil in Texas and Alaska, but very little in Maine? Why does the eastern United States produce so much coal? The answers to these questions lie in the geologic history of the areas. Coal formation. Coal forms from the remains of plants that lived in swamps hundreds of millions of years ago. Much of the coal in the eastern United States formed about 320 million to 300 million years ago, when vast areas of swampland covered the eastern United States. As ocean levels rose and fell, these swamps were repeatedly covered with sediment. Layers of sediment compressed the plant remains, and heat and pressure within the Earth's crust caused coal to form. Coal deposits in the western United States also formed from ancient swamps, but those deposits are much younger. The abundant coal deposits in states such as Wyoming formed between 100 million and 40 million years ago. Oil and natural gas formation. Oil and natural gas result from the decay of tiny marine organisms that accumulated on the bottom of the ocean millions of years ago. After these remains were buried by sediments, they were heated until they became complex, energy-rich, carbon-based molecules. Over time, the molecules migrated into the porous rocks that now contain them. Much of the oil and natural gas in the United States is located in Alaska, Texas, California, and the Gulf of Mexico. Coal. Most of the world's fossil fuel reserves are made up of coal. Asia and North America are particularly rich in coal deposits, as shown in Figure 7. Two major advantages of coal are that it is relatively inexpensive and that it needs little refining after it has been mined. About half of the electricity generated in the United States comes from coal-fired power plants, as shown in Figure 8. Coal mining and the environment. The environmental effects of coal mining vary. Underground mines can have a minimal effect on the environment at the surface. However, surface coal mining operations sometimes remove the top of an entire mountain to reach the coal deposit. In addition, if waste rock from coal mines is not properly contained, toxic chemicals can leach into nearby streams. A lot of research focuses on developing better methods of locating the most productive clean-burning coal deposits and developing less damaging methods of mining coal. Air pollution. The quality of coal varies. Higher-grade coals, such as bituminous coal, produce more heat and less pollution than a lower-grade coal, such as lignite. Sulfur, which is found in all grades of coal, can be a major source of pollution when coal is burned. When high-sulfur, low-grade coal is burned, it releases much more pollution than a low-sulfur bituminous coal does. The air pollution and acid precipitation that result from burning high-sulfur coal without adequate pollution controls are serious problems in countries such as China. However, clean-burning coal technology has dramatically reduced air pollution in countries such as the United States. Petroleum. Oil that is pumped from the ground is also known as crude oil or petroleum. Anything that is made from crude oil, such as fuels, chemicals, and plastics, is called a petroleum product. Much of the world's energy needs are met by petroleum products. In fact, Petroleum accounts for 45% of the world's commercial energy use. Locating oil deposits. Oil is found in and around major geologic features, such as folds, faults, and salt domes, that tend to trap oil as it moves in the Earth's crust. These features are bound by impermeable layers of rock, which prevent the oil from escaping. Most of the world's oil reserves are in the Middle East. Large oil deposits also exist in the United States, Venezuela, the North Sea, Siberia, and Nigeria. When geologists have gathered all of the data that they can from the Earth's surface, exploration wells are drilled to determine the volume and availability of the oil deposit. If oil can be extracted at a profitable rate, wells are drilled and the oil is pumped or flows to the surface. After the oil is removed from a well, it is transported to a refinery to be converted into fuels and other petroleum products. The environmental effects of using oil. When petroleum fuels are burned, they release pollutants. Internal combustion engines in vehicles that burn gasoline pollute the air in many cities. These pollutants contribute to the formation of smog and cause health problems. Emissions regulations and technology, such as catalytic converters, have reduced air pollution in many areas. However, in developing countries, cars are generally older, and the gasoline that they burn contains significantly more sulfur, a pollutant that contributes to acid precipitation. As well, the carbon dioxide released from burning petroleum fuels may contribute to global warming. Oil spills, such as the one shown in Figure 9, are another potential environmental problem of oil use. In recent years, new measures have been taken to prevent oil spills from tankers. These measures include requiring that new tankers be double-hulled so that puncturing the outer hull does not allow the oil to leak out. Also, response times to clean up oil spills have improved. While oil spills are dramatic, much more oil pollution comes from everyday sources, such as leaking cars. However, measures to reduce everyday contamination of our waterways from oil lag far behind the efforts made to prevent large spills. Natural gas. About 20% of the world's non-renewable energy comes from natural gas. Natural gas, or methane, or CH4, is a good example of how advances in technology can make a fuel more common. In the past, when natural gas was encountered in an oil well, it was burned off because it was considered a nuisance. As technology improved, transporting natural gas in pipelines and storing it compressed in tanks became more practical. Now, many more oil wells recover natural gas. Because burning natural gas produces fewer pollutants than burning other fossil fuels, vehicles that run on natural gas, such as the one in Figure 10, require fewer pollution controls. Electric power plants can also use this clean burning fuel. Fossil fuels and the future. Today, fossil fuels supply about 90% of the energy used in developed countries. Some projections suggest that by 2050, world energy demand will have doubled, mainly as a result of increased population and industry in developing countries. As the demand for energy resources increases, the cost of fossil fuels will likely increase enough to make other energy sources more attractive. Planning now for the energy we will use in the future is important, because it takes many years for a new source of energy to make a significant contribution to our energy supply. Predicting oil production. Oil production is still increasing, but it is increasing much more slowly than it has in the past, as shown in Figure 11. Many different factors must be considered when predicting oil production. Oil reserves are oil deposits that can be extracted profitably at current prices using current technology. In contrast, some oil deposits are yet to be discovered or to become commercial. Predictions must also take into account changes in technology that would allow more oil to be extracted in the future. Finally, all predictions of future oil production are guided by an important principle. The relative cost of obtaining fuels influences the amount of fossil fuels that we extract from the Earth. For example, As the supply of readily available oil decreases, we may begin to rely less on oil reserves and focus on using oil more selectively. At that time, oil will begin to be used more for applications in which it is essential. Cars and power plants, which can be powered in many ways, will begin to rely on other energy sources. Future oil reserves. No large oil reserves have been discovered in the past decade, and geologists predict that oil production from fields accessible from land will peak in about 2010. Additional oil reserves are under the ocean, but extracting oil from beneath the ocean floor is much more expensive. Currently, oil platforms can be built to drill for oil at depths greater than 1,800 meters, but much of the oil in the deep ocean is currently inaccessible. Deep ocean reserves may be tapped in the future, but unless oil drilling technology improves, oil from the deep ocean will be much more expensive than oil produced on land. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.